My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin takes his scammer Belinda's guilt and turns it right around and sends her back her way. So listen and enjoy.
I am not the reason your family would rather feed a dog than educate a family member.
Oh, there he goes.
I'm not the one who lied time and time again. I'm not the one who called us fruitless and cast the other aside like yesterday's trash. I did not do this. If you would have been a bit more patient with me, we would be married now, and Kasha would be on the school bus with my daughter.
Oh!
Joe.
I love it. I love it.
You've addressed all the guilt. all the guilt she just handed you. You just rearranged and threw right back at her.
And she channeled and Joe for post show and said, "I'm not on trial now."
Yeah. Chucker Tom says, "Damn."
But that
an African American chitlin voice.
But yeah, you won that. But yeah. You won that round, Mr. Davin.
Now it sounds like Pip's house when the succotash is ready.
Yeah. But it's like all that guilt. She laid down this guilt trip, and you took that guilt trip and turned it around and threw it back on her.
Yeah.
And she's getting no money.
Yeah.
Again, culturally Jewish. I know guilt.
Yeah.
Yes.
She goes, "And to think I started writing porn today to show my appreciation for your help."
Note to Joe, in 2017, and clip on that.
The stinger.
Lisa says, "Guilting back. Well played, Davin." And Tom says, "And fake Rosenblatt lands that victorious right hook."
That was a nice
vicious right hook.
That was a nice comeback, man. You shot it right back at her. Wow, in spades.
That was great. That's like, oh, my God, your neighbor flips you the bird. You go over, you take your garbage can, dump it on their front lawn. Fuck you.
And their game plan is to hit back with the guilt. Now, you had them on the ropes with a simple fact that hospital thing they screwed up on.
Yep.
That was, they
it's
showed
it's almost like they lie.
No. Or exaggerate.
No.
Not this girl. No.
I go, if you've been writing porn, it is for you. I understand you are very emotional, but at some point you need to take responsibility for your actions. This could have been much different for us. She goes, "It's been nice talking to you. Thanks for everything. Best of luck."
I'm out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh.
I go, "So then Becky was right. Why can't you just admit it and then we part in peace?" I go, "Why can't you just tell me that I was nothing more than a white mugo," which is their word for us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Stupid people.
Uh-huh, it's all out.
I go, "It's cool. If I was more, you would understand, and we would see where we wound up. Is it so hard to say I tried to scam you because it's a cultural thing and I wanted some money? Just say it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to flip out on you or curse at you. I'm not Richard. I can handle it."
You want to know something? I like how it's all real now, but we're going to keep some of the bullshit in there, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I can stick to the script. I'm like that.
Yeah, right?
He has his notes.
Yo, and you're a scammer. Richard Eldorado, unfortunately, is dead. Most of Joe's chagrin.
Richard Eldorado.
Yeah, most of Joe's chagrin. He was written out of the script. And gives
you wrote yourself out of the script. Right?
Oh my God.
"I'm not Richard. I can handle it. Lord knows the past year I've dealt with enough heartache, bullshit, and disappointment. This would just be one more. Just say it." And she says,
"Bye.
I spent a lot of money to go to the cafe just for you to see me. I spent a lot of money to buy airtime just to talk to you. You do think I would do all these things if you were a white mugu, as you say?"
Yes, because that's what the supervisor's been busting your balls about. Those three issues. You're costing us here. I never seen a fucking dime out of this guy. Figure it out. You know?
And I say, if the people who you work work for think I was a big enough financial gain, then sure, it is possible.
That's great. Because like I said, those points, that's not something overhead. That's what the head guy's been barking at them about.
Yeah.
You know, you spend your money in this cafe, you're going back and forth. Haven't seen a dime out of this guy. You know what the you're fucking our margin here.
Yeah. These are normal costs of business, but you have to have a payday.
It gets to, you know what? In sales, there's a certain cost of business, but there are sometimes I'll pass on stuff because my margin is next to none. I'm like, well, go somewhere else. Well, I'm only making a 5% margin. I'll see you in the funny papers.
Yeah.
You know, you cut your bait, you know?
I go, do you think I would have lost everything if I did not love you? She goes, the people I work for, what does that mean?
He's the guy that's looking down with you, tapping his foot.
What does that mean?
I go, I know how these scams work. I told you I had people in your country. I had a hand in the guy from Liberty going down. Remember, Liberty was this like financial institution where a lot of the scammers were placing their money and everything, getting money, and it all went to shit.
Yeah.
So this
was
going on right around
that. So what happened? Liberty scammed them?
No, it just collapsed and everything.
And that's where the scammers were putting their money?
Yeah, a lot of we actually covered it on the story.
Get each other to throw the damn towel in.
No! As Rocky saying no, as you look I go, the question is, are you a diamond in the rough or just some more scammer scum?
Ooh.
She goes, I think it will be better. And here, it's hilarious. You still think that lowly of me. Goodbye and continue with your life.
It's hilarious?
Yes. She's very amused that I would think she's a scammer.
Uh-huh.
How dare you?
How dare you, sir? Now get over to that Western Union and send me the money.
I do not mean you are scum. I just get emotional when I think of Richard and the people that get hurt in these things. I'm sorry for that. I was apologizing before you wrote that. It was harsh. Sorry again for that.
Now why are you backpedaling now?
To keep this going.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. Thanks. Yeah.
So what made you at that point decide to keep it going? If it's like that and she's,
you know how it is to do one of these, come up with one of these bits?
She started writing porn, man. What are you thinking?
She wrote porn.
I understand that. But about
I hear what it was.
5 minutes ago, you're like, I'm all in. Who knows how long the time. Now it's right there.
Well, I also like to fuck with them emotionally.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.